We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Is in heaven in here. Pot it down so I don't have to pay for it.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
And pot it back up. Toad the Wet Sprocket is your artist of the day.
Something's always wrong.
That was the soundtrack of Bad Decisions in College.
Oh, tell me more.
That's such a good song.
Tell me more.
That was just, that had to have been 96,
That
seven.
Song was on Dulcinea.
I used to think it was Dulcinea because I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Which would have been 94 or 5.
Love that song. Did you hear about the, and I'm not laughing. It's not funny, but it's unusual. So let me take that back. I'm not going to laugh. There was a crash that has injured a Missouri truck driver, and do you know why? He's okay, but do you know why he was injured when he crashed the semi?
No.
He has blamed sneezing.
I have heard of this before.
Yeah, so have I.
Look it up. How often does this happen? He says a serious bout of sneezing and coughing was to blame. He was hauling, by the way, 30,000 pounds of aluminum.
Dulcinea, 1994.
On Thursday, when he was hit with a, quote, spell of sneezes and coughs. The wreck was actually in Indiana.
It would be really ironic if he was hauling allergy medicine.
When he opened his eyes, the truck driver thought he saw a car next to him, prompting him to swerve the semi-trailer. The big rig then drove off the road and began to sway. That's when the semi-trailer toppled onto the driver's side and stopped on the road. Everybody helped him out. He's from East Prairie, Missouri. Shut the road down for 6 hours.
This happens a lot. This happens a lot.
But how many... When was the last time you had a sneezing fit? Oh. I'm a three sneezer.
Oh, I'm a minimum seven sneezer.
Wait, so if you sneeze one time, we know there are at least six more coming in rapid succession.
I mean, by rapid, it's not like choo, 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 choo.
Right. It doesn't sound like the laser gun.
No, but if I sneeze once, there are six more coming within the next minute and a half.
Wow.
Do you think that's genetic? Is your mom like that?
Yes, my mother is just like that.
Is it also the same number?
No. I mean, sometimes it's six, sometimes it's seven.
Okay.
You know.
I'm going to look up sneezing spell. And then how many people say that that's what caused the wreck when they're really on their phones? I'm not saying that's what this guy did. But you can't really prove that you were sneezing.
I don't know.
Looking,
I've had sneezing fits so bad I had to pull over. And I think there was one time I don't remember how this even came up, but we were talking to some lady who said her husband had been ticketed because he had either gotten into a wreck. I can't remember if it was got into a wreck or ran a stop sign. Because he was having a sneezing fit. And the cop's like, yeah, okay.
All right. Now, this is according to some research by a cold and flu treatment company. So take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
More than 2 million drivers have been reported that they crashed because they sneezed behind the wheel. A third of adults polled said that driving is the worst time to sneeze.
Really?
Yeah. 7% report causing a road accident due to sneezing. I don't. Two million? Come on.
I don't believe that. But who's Captain Obvious that the worst time to sneeze is when you're driving? Really? Guess what else? The worst time to drink is when you're driving.
Worst time to change clothes when you're driving.
The worst time to put on makeup, Will, is when you're driving.
Not the makeup one, the clothes one.
All right, other than drunk driving, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, I'll freely admit in my past life, and I'm not proud of it.
Sneezing can be very violent, causing the sufferer to close their eyes temporarily, especially with a severe cold.
But tell me the most dangerous thing you've ever done, other than drinking, if you have, and let's hope you haven't, because I want to be very clear, that's stupid, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Everyone listening would say makeup. Every woman listening is going to say makeup.
Well, I would bet half the audience wouldn't.
It's makeup.
Makeup for you.
Only when the car is stopped.
No, I want to know what you, the worst thing you have done
when you're at cruising speed. Yeah.
It's going to be makeup.
But you've put on makeup while the vehicle.
But I try. No.
Don't sugarcoat it. Just admit it.
Yes.
Whatever your crime is, admit it.
I have done it.
You have put on makeup while the vehicle was in motion.
I have done that.
Will Starrett.
Change clothes.
Sam Stevie.
Yeah, I put on a three-piece suit all the way down to tying the bow tie while driving on the highway.
Don't be judgy.
Sneezing cannot even be in the top 100.
I didn't
because
do that.
You can safely sneeze and not crash your car.
Mine is urinating into a Yeti.
Okay.
Is that really dangerous?
You're risking getting in everywhere if you hit a pothole.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
If you Google sneezing and crashing, you get results.
That's what
somebody wrote in.
Did I not tell you this 5 minutes ago?
Somebody just wrote in texting, as in right now.
No. Someone just wrote in.
What's the most dangerous thing you ever did as a passenger? Never mind. Don't answer that.
Really? Does your heart actually stop when you sneeze? That's an old wives' tale.
That is an old wives' tale. Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing to that.
Who would think that your heart stops when you sneeze?
People in the 1800s.
Yeah. Why do you say bless you when you sneeze? Or when somebody sneezes?
I don't know, but I feel an obligation to say it. Like if I don't say it, I'm a horrible person or something, so I say it.
It's because...
But I don't say it because I'm actually blessing you. It's out of an obligation that I feel like I should, because if I don't...
Because you're not really trying to bless the person.
No!
The old adage is that... Back in the day, when you sneezed, they thought that was a quick opportunity for a demonic spirit to get inside of you.
Okay.
I'm being serious.
He's not lying.
And so you would say, bless you, so that the demonic spirit would not get inside of you. Why do people shake hands with their right hand?
I don't know.
To show that they're unarmed.
I did not know that. Now, we don't say bless you in my house, so that's
not an
issue.
What if you shook with your left hand? You think the gun is in your right hand?
No, these were swords, not guns.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
No, it was a way to show I'm approaching you and I am unarmed.
We did a lot of stupid things way back when.
Yeah. 576-7798. Don't forget, Festus Friday comes your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
Told you that my grandma was telling me these stories before her death about just how childbirth was back in the day. And a listener actually reached out to me and said, I think my great grandfather delivered your uncle in that farmhouse in Onega, Kansas.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
So I emailed my uncle. I said, this is a long shot, but have you heard of this guy? My uncle's our genealogist wrote back and said, that is absolutely the doctor, Dr. Fleckenstein.
Oh my God. And Dr.
so
what?
Fleckenstein, everyone
sounds like a made up name.
I know it's not.
Wouldn't let that guy touch me with a 10-foot
but,
pole.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh yeah, so, and who is your doctor? Dr. Fleckenstein.
So there were two. There was a father and a son, and you know he's long since passed. But he wrote in this like Onega Herald high school graduation thing back in the 70s, what it was like when medicine first started.
Okay.
Like farmhouse medicine, sure. If you know what I mean.
Like you're dropping the baby with no medicine.
And he talks about starting very young, like 16 or 17, he would scrub in and watch his dad do surgeries and then, you know, slowly learned this on-the-job training. I'm going to read to you, and you will thank God when you hear this, how they used to do minor surgeries in a farm town with one physician, okay?
All right.
Minor surgeries were done in the office. We had up to 6 tonsillectomies a morning in the office, and we cared for them in the basement of my home.
This is from Dr. Fleckenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Local tonsils I did by myself with the patient holding down his own tongue.
Oh, God.
I'm going to read that again. Local tonsils I did by myself with the patient holding down his own tongue.
Oh, God.
They were sent home as soon as I was certain there would be no bleeding. The surrounding doctors and myself were very cooperative in helping one another. Whenever I had a surgical case, I put the patient in a hospital closest to his or her home, and always I could rely on a doctor for the anesthesia and to assist. Now, this was back in he gave that speech in 1974 that I was reading from, and he probably retired at age 75. So this would have been way, way back in the day.
Like the 20s or 30s.
I think the 20s, because my grandmother was born and delivered by a Dr. Fleckenstein in the 20s. Yeah. And then my uncle was born and delivered in a farmhouse by Dr. Fleckenstein in the 40s.
Okay. In a farmhouse?
The patients held down their own tongues during a tonsillectomy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, my God.
Do you have your tonsils?
Yes.
So do I.
I shouldn't, and I do.
What do you mean you shouldn't?
I shouldn't have them, and I do.
Why shouldn't you have them?
Because I get strep throat a lot.
Oh, I don't.
They are swollen and awful. I wish I did not have them, but I am too chicken to have them removed. I have heard it is the most extreme, unbearable pain you can inflict on an adult to have them removed.
But you've obviously never had pleurisy.
Oh, good God.
Oh,
here
no.
Here we go.
No.
Yeah. Well,
no.
I.
Pleurisy is the worst.
I have had listeners say, I birthed 10 kids with no epidural, and I would do that all over again back to back before I would get my tonsils out.
I would rather.
As an adult.
I would rather birth a child than get pleurisy ever again.
Do you have your tonsils, Will?
No, mine are long gone.
But they when were you were a child, right?
Fifth grade, yeah.
Yeah. They used to do that. I don't think doctors love doing that anymore with kids.
I still have mine.
This was also before it was a laser procedure. So, I mean, they, you know, literally cut them out.
Whereas, I talked to an ENT about 2 years ago about this when I kept getting strep throat. And I said, I need you to be honest. How bad is it? Everyone says it's the worst pain you can imagine. And when the doctor looks at you and says it's bad, you know it's bad. He said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Why
it's
do we
bad.
Have tonsils if you can just remove them and everybody, it's like your spleen.
I don't think it's that simple. I mean, I think, you know.
What is it? What does a tonsil do?
Mine get infected and make me sick.
But what is the point of having a tonsil?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was for disease protection against inhalation. The problem is a lot of times having them in there will cause your, you know, sinuses, your ENT to not drain properly.
Yeah.
All right.
And so as a result, in my case, I had back-to-back ear infections just constantly for years.
But see, when we were little, Scott, our parents just said, oh, have them taken out. I don't think they're so.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
So I just saw this from the Washington Post, of all places. Patrick Mahomes could return before the end of the season. He is likely sidelined for at least a few weeks.
Dislocated kneecap?
With a dislocated right kneecap, yes.
Oh, did you watch them pop it back into place?
I did not. But I did say something on Twitter today that apparently made a lot of people very angry. Mm-hmm. I said, and then I tagged the Chiefs, I believe Colin Kaepernick is still available.
Yeah, people got really mad.
Yes.
I don't understand why.
I don't either. And then somebody wrote me.
Someone wrote and said, stick to what you know. No, don't talk about sports or something. I was like,
well,
what?
There was that one. And then there was, no, don't sign Kaepernick. Keep politics out of sports. And my response was, with respect, of course. And I love the Chiefs, just like everybody else. But I don't hold them up on this pedestal that I think a lot of other people do. This is a team, with all respect to the Chiefs and to everybody who likes them, who has, in the last 3 years, employed as a quarterback's consultant a man who served prison time for killing dogs.
And drafted a guy who admitted in court to beating his girlfriend.
But don't you bring politics into football.
That's exactly right. And here was the other thing I mentioned. And has absolutely no problem starting and paying someone who is an alleged child abuser. Tyreek Hill. But damn it, don't put politics in there. I mean, if you want to kill dogs and beat your kid,
do you think they will have to hire somebody?
I don't know.
Or will we just go with the backup person?
I don't know.
I don't know who the third string is.
He's our fullback, is the third string.
Okay, yeah, you gotta get somebody there.
You gotta get somebody in there.
Maybe we try to bring somebody in.
I hope
no
he's okay.
No offense to Moore, but yes, I hope that we bring somebody in.
Regardless, even if you are going to ride with Moore, you have to have another quarterback as a third stringer. You can't use your fullback.
I understand. Let's try not to be 6'10 sports. But my point is, I was shocked by the reaction I got. Just by writing on Twitter, I think Colin Kaepernick's still available.
Well, you know why.
Because he took a knee?
It's so dumb.
No, it's not because he took a knee. It's because Ancient Orange got all bent out of shape about it and tweeted all over it, and certain people who cannot think for themselves will take that as gospel and therefore get angry because you mention it.
All right, you just brought the president in. We don't talk about the president.
Don't you
I
just,
know we don't, but
can't you
asked,
just say, we need a quarterback. There's one available. You know.
As far as I'm concerned, I say go get the best quarterback that you can get your hands on.
Go get Tony Romo. I don't care.
I don't know if he's available.
He might be golfing.
No.
Okay. This is your get off the planet, I want off story for the day. You are welcome.
No, stop the planet, I want off.
Whatever.
Okay.
Woman who stood on ship's railing for a selfie, barred for life from cruises. From CNN, a woman was removed from a cruise ship and banned for life after she climbed onto her room's balcony railing to pose for a dangerous photo shoot over the ocean. It happened on a Royal Caribbean ship. The unnamed woman was spotted by a fellow passenger named Peter Blosick, who took a photo when he was on his balcony, looked over to his left, and saw a woman very daintily, carefully, and stealthily standing on the railing. And she's way up there. If you've never stood next to one of those cruise ships, they're like 13 stories tall. She's way, 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 way up there. He alerts the crew and then takes a photo because his first thought was, which is why he alerted the crew, she was a jumper. So he went and got somebody.
Okay.
He said, oh my God, if she had jumped and I'm standing there, I never would have forgiven myself. He goes and gets the crew, then comes back and then sees her hoisting her camera to take a freaking selfie. I will post the photo because you can see her. There she is, standing there like a dum-dum.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude.
I know what you're going to say.
Well, let's see how well we know
that
each other.
If she fell, they should have just left her in the ocean because that's on her.
You're damn right.
I knew that's what you're going to say.
Stupid is as stupid does. And if you're so stupid that you think it's a good idea to stand on the railing of your ship balcony on a Royal Caribbean cruise to take a selfie, and let's hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, if you were to slip and fall into the ocean, that's on you.
I looked it up. According to the Washington Post, more than 250 people have died taking photos in places that they should not.
Well, bye.
And the number grows every year, by the way. India has the highest number of deaths, but multiple reports of fatal selfie incidents have also come from Russia, the United States, and Pakistan.
Not exactly the places I would expect.
More than 85% of the victims are between the ages of 10 and 30. And the number one cause of death, you want to guess? Because this surprised me.
A slip.
Drowning.
Drowning?
Well, if you're dangling over a cruise ship railing.
Yeah, you're probably not going to swim all day.
It went from drowning to transportation type incidents. So, you know, like you're standing in front of an oncoming train.
Or taking subway or something like that.
Drowning, transportation, and then other. And the worst one, well, I shouldn't even say the worst one. I don't want to rank them. A man died last year while trying to get a selfie in front of an injured bear. The bear then did what bears do.
Eat you?
He was mauled to death.
Mm.
The bear apparently wasn't that injured.
In fact, the last thing the dying man said was...
Or will that fall?
I thought yes. He was injured.
Turns out he was hungry.
Oh my God.
He wasn't injured. He was just missing dinner.
Also, isn't it illegal to jump off a cruise ship?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
In international waters?
Well, I wouldn't say illegal. It is
frowned upon.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Well, yeah. and here's the other thing,
thanks,
too.
Obama.
You know, if unless someone actually sees your fall... As high up as you are on a cruise ship, mm-hmm. It's entirely possible if no one sees you fall, no one's going to know that you fell off the ship.
Well, they're not going to know until the husband runs downstairs and says, I haven't seen my wife in a long time.
Yeah, but she could be anywhere on this floating city.
Right. And by then, the cruise ship has been, you know, full steam ahead for 6 hours. Although there have been a couple of very rare cases where they go back and find somebody that's been floating around for 2 days or a day or something like that. But you're right, Will. That's just one of those never to be seen again.
Mm-hmm.
I have a horrible joke in my head.
No, do not.
It's bad.
Don't.
Like, get us kicked off the air.
Yeah,
bad.
Let's not. Okay. Let's not do that.
All right.
Just share it with us during the break.
That's what we'll talk about during the break.
Oh, this head is a dangerous place to hang out. 576-7798. Don't forget, we've got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies.
By the way, the original, and back then we used to do Artist of the Week, not Artist of the Day. The Beach Boys were the original Artist of the Week. And that was many, many years ago. Story here from another radio station that I won't name.
So you know it's not true because it's a competitor.
So you know it's false.
Right,
it's a competitor, yeah. A former top official of Leawood-based AMC says she was fired after she pointed out disparities. This is a top official, not just the gal that rings up your tickets at the movie theater. Yeah. She was fired after she pointed out disparities between her pay and that of her male counterparts. In a lawsuit filed on Wednesday, Tanya Mangles, who was vice president product marketing before her termination on September 30th, says male vice presidents at AMC mm-hmm. were paid between 56% and 72% more than she was and received bigger stock grants. The pay difference amounted to between $117,000 and $149,000, according to the complaint. AMC, as everyone knows, is one of the largest movie companies in the country. Blah, 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 blah. Mangles, I don't know how she pronounces it, who worked at AMC for 10 years and was promoted to vice president in 2013, said that she managed the company's second largest budget and counted the second highest number of employees on her team. And although her complaint alleges she was consistently rated one of their highest performing executives in annual reviews, her request to have her compensation raised to the level of her male colleagues went ignored. She
All things equal, does a private company have an obligation to pay you the same regardless of gender? All things being equal.
No.
She's got a great performance review. She's been there the exact same amount of time.
We don't know that.
Let's say all things are equal, just because it makes the conversation easier. There are six vice presidents. She's one of them. The other five are making, for argument's sake, $200,000. She's making $100,000. All things being equal, do they have to pay her the same?
A private company?
Yep.
No.
Once she finds out that there is a disparity, and we don't know how she found out, but I'd love to know, and she brings it to their attention, do they have an obligation to equalize that salary?
No. And I want to punch a couple of holes into this already Swiss cheese. We don't know, and I would love to find out, how long the male counterparts that she's referring to, because she had been at AMC for only 10 years. Okay. Now, that's not an insignificant amount of time.
No.
It's not a long time. How long had she been at that job?
I'm asking you, if the number is 10 and they've all been there 10 years, you know where I'm going with this.
Well, I do know where you're going with it, and my answer remains the same. No. Okay. And here's why. If I can finish my first point, and then I'll get to the point that you're trying to make, and I understand where you're trying to go with this, Dana. If her counterparts have been there for 20 years or 25 years, I don't care that she manages the second largest budget and the second largest number of employees. She's only been there for 10 years. She hasn't dedicated or shown the same loyalty to the company that the other executives have. Now, let's go back to your original point, and I know where you're going with this. A company is not in the business, a private company, is not in the business of making sure that you feel or that you get the same amount of pay as anybody else on staff with the same amount of experience, education, etc. The business is in charge of trying to save themselves money. Because what they want to do is impress their shareholders. That's their job. Studies have shown, and you can argue this all you want, studies have shown that when negotiating a contract, men are more aggressive. That's just a fact.
That's why I hire that detail out.
As do I. But yes, you and I do not negotiate our own contracts. And for good reason.
I should have hired your agent.
Well,
I love that every man I have ever met tries to justify the disparity in income. And I hope she wins and wins big.
I would like to know more before I make a decision. I would like to know the other people that she is comparing herself to. How long have they been at AMC?
But why do you automatically make the assumption that the men have been there longer?
I didn't. I said I just want to know, have they been there 20 years, 25 years? Have they been there five? If that makes the argument different. I just want to know how long. A, I want to know how she found out what the other men are making, okay? How long have they been there? If she's, and by the way, you want to talk about first world problems? She says the pay difference.
Oh, don't you try to justify this.
No, I'm not going to try to justify it, but I'm going to make sure that I point out that this is a first world problem. The pay difference, not the pay.
Yeah.
The pay difference was between $117,000 and $149,000.
That's an enormous difference.
I understand. But
only
that
a
means,
man, only a man would point that out. That, and let me tell you why.
That means that they're all making about $200,000 to $250,000
Only a man would point that out because, Scott, and you know this. God, this makes me mad, and now we got to go to break. You know that
that was a man that was making
$100,000 less.
Time for Festivus Friday.
You never would have said, oh, cry me a river.
Coming up on KMBZ.
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
I'm sorry. Is a woman still talking?
Get in early.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
Will, take that one back.
I'm actually leaving anyway.
No.
You guys can all make whatever you want, and I'm going to leave because I was leaving anyway.
No, you weren't leaving until 5:45.
No, I just changed my mind. It's 5.
Dana?
I need a drink.
Did I, like, actually screw up just now?
You screwed up big time, Will. That's the one phrase on here you don't say. It's like telling a woman to calm down.
Or make you a sandwich.
Yeah, I don't
There was that. A line in the sand, and you just crossed it.
Oh, boy. Thanks a lot, Will Starrett. 576-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.